today, the Alaska State Legislature gaveled out 5 days after they were supposed to. It's the end to a grueling session that involved legislation on education and a major gas line project. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joins us from the Capitol. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So first off, what took them so long?
Honestly, this is going to sound kind of glib, but politics. The most obvious fight was over education funding. The House majority and the Senate majority, which are both led by Republicans, couldn't agree on what number they wanted for school districts and how they wanted to give that money for schools. The House wanted to give a smaller amount of money, but through the base student allocation, which means it's basically enshrined in the funding formula, where the Senate wanted to give a bigger number, over $100 million a year, but they didn't want to put any of that towards the formula. Education advocates aren't really happy with either approach. They wanted more money and in the formula. But in the end, they ended up kind of, and this is their word, splitting the baby and basically just taking the halfway point with each of them. And it took them 5 days to do that. And in the background, on top of all of this, you had a bill over the minimum wage that was priority for the House that never disappeared. We kept on seeing a hearing to discuss it delayed and delayed and delayed. And all along, you were seeing a lot of major personal bills from leadership being held up, held hostage over this. You even saw a priority of the Senate president fail on the House floor by one vote on Wednesday night, forcing it to go into conference. And that's pretty unusual. Usually you don't see bills fail. Usually you don't see things that are so obviously targeted to ruffle the leadership.
What caused the breakthrough?
Well, once people have dug in their heels, there's really no point in dragging out a stalemate that will be incredibly unpopular with voters. And on top of that, it was unpopular with legislators themselves. The energy's been pretty low in the building for the past few days. You've had people golfing in the hallways. You've had members of the leadership outside in the parking lot and lawn chairs, people napping, people watching John Wayne movies, because nothing's moving. There were full days where you would have a meeting scheduled for the morning, and it would be delayed and delayed and delayed until 9 p.m. at night, and then ultimately canceled. And people have plans. People don't necessarily want to be here. So once they kind of resolved the education issue, there really wasn't much point in staying beyond that to deal with the other sticking points.
Are there any consequences for going longer than 90 days?
Probably not. In the past, when they've gone a little past midnight, the laws still stand, even if they pass after 12 o'clock. According to the Constitution, the legislature can go for a full 121 days. That's how it was before there was a voter initiative that limited the session to 90 days. But they are ignoring a statute that was passed by voters back in 2006, which no one really wants to do. I spoke with the governor today, and he says he doesn't like the precedent, but he is glad to be done and understood that there was kind of this hang up on education that necessitated this. But honestly, quite frankly, everyone's happy to be done at this point, including the press corps.
Well, thanks, Alexandra, for joining us today.
Thank you, Lori.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joining us from Juneau.